Good morning, everyone. Continuing now, an issue that was brought up in our agenda segment. Joining me now is Dr. Gulnar Aybet, who's a Turkey specialist at Kent University in the UK. She's about to join the Woodrow Wilson Center in Washington, D.C., and working on a book called Turkey and the Transatlantic Bargain, Time to Renegotiate. Doctor, thanks for being with us.
Thank you.
It seems like an exciting moment for policymakers in Turkey and the leaders of Turkey, anticipating a visit by Barack Obama today and tomorrow, and also, with an explicit promise from the U.S. president to upgrade the bilateral relationship, although it seems as though the emphasis is on diplomacy more than military strategic cooperation. What do you make of Turkey's anticipation of Barack Obama's arrival?
Well, the anticipation is that obviously things have got to move away from this traditional U.S. Approach to Turkey since relations really soured after 2003 when, as you know, the Turkish parliament passed the vote not to allow U.S. troops into northern Iraq. And since then, there have been other things as well, the Soleimani incident in northern Iraq and the U.S. not really taking notice of Turkey's pleas to take care of the PKK presence in northern Iraq. Since then, the U.S. has really been approaching Turkey with a damage limitation policy and just trying to not really address the substance of relations. So I think what this could be, this visit could be the start of a much more proactive engagement with Turkey as a partner rather than a functional ally that's sort of useful at times of crisis, where the U.S. could just, you know, place a phone call to, but to actually proactively engage Turkey as a regional player. So this could be the beginning of that.
Well, I want to remind our listeners, the PKK, of course, the acronym you use there is the acronym for the Kurdish nationalist movement that is opposed to the Turkish presence in eastern Turkey and is declared as a terrorist organization by the Turkish government traditionally and has long been a security issue in the situation in northern Iraq. But I just wanted to remind people of that detail. Listen to this statement from President Obama speaking in Prague about his anticipated travel to Ankara. And then just let me know what you think of the issue of Turkish membership in the EU.
The United States and Europe must approach Muslims as our friends, neighbors, and partners in fighting injustice, intolerance, and violence, forging a relationship based on mutual respect and mutual interest. Moving forward towards Turkish membership in the EU would be an important signal of your commitment to this agenda and ensure that we continue to anchor Turkey firmly in Europe.
Dr. Aybet, now the membership of Turkey in the EU has typically been bogged down on a lot of issues, bilateral tensions with Greece, questions of Armenia, etc. By casting this as an embrace by Europe of the Muslim world, has Barack Obama changed the game here?
Not really. I mean, the United States has been supporting Turkey's application to the EU for some time now. And again, for the same reasons that it would be important to have a country with a predominantly Islamic population in Europe, but also because that this would complete the whole picture of Euro-Atlantic integration, not just in the Western Balkans, but also further on, because Turkey has been a member of Euro-Atlantic institutions since 1952. So I think for the US, it wasn't just about embracing the Islamic world, but to complete this Euro-Atlantic integration process. But recently, of course, with this speech, Barack Obama, President Obama, has actually tied it more closely to this embracing of the Islamic world. And that's quite meaningful. And I think here the Europeans have to think about, you know, what kind of a Europe they want in the future. You know, the accession negotiations have started, and if they end with Turkey not joining, it will be the very first case where an accession negotiation started that didn't conclude in full membership, and it will be the only country that has an Islamic population. So it'll actually look very bad. So I think that was his message.
Well, so you've raised the stakes there. I mean, if Turkey's membership goes awry, if the application goes awry, I'm wondering, is there any expectation on the part of Turks and the Turkish administration that Barack Obama himself deliver on this support for EU membership? Or is it perfectly fine that Barack Obama says, well, we tried as hard as we could, but, you couldn't get the votes?
Well, I mean, there's just so much the United States can do, really, because as President Sarkozy said that, it is an EU matter. Obviously, I mean, in terms of transatlantic relations, which are also in the remaking, it really depends how the United States further develops those relations with the European major. Re-engagement now with old Europe. So it really depends on what kinds of bargains are made there. But I think in the short run, the Europeans, particularly France and Germany, are not likely to budge from their position of being skeptical towards Turkey's EU membership. But that remains to be seen.
All right. Finally, I can't resist asking you, what do you think the opportunity is for Michelle Obama, one of the most popular women in the world right now, who, took Europe by storm last week and has at least the potential of making some sort of very implicit but influential messages to women in the Muslim world? What do you think?
Well, I think not just in the Muslim world, but women everywhere.
Of course.
I mean, she's obviously, quite a strong first lady who actually has, a successful career herself. But also, I mean, her warmth and elegance. She's already won everybody over in Britain when she actually visited the school and everything. So, I think definitely as a model, it can only have positive repercussions.
All right. Well, thanks for joining us. Dr. Gulnar Ibed is a Turkey specialist at the Kent University in the UK. And she's working on a book called Turkey and the Transatlantic Bargain, Time to Renegotiate. She joined us from London.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing. Or
politics.
Country music.
Hockey.
Sex. Of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.